You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 125. Wouldn't it be nice if you could walk away from today's episode with a secret source of income that you literally just had to push a button to get? Stay tuned. I can't wait to share this uncommonly easy source of bonus income with you. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hey there, inspired entrepreneur and business leaders. It's Melanie Benson, your host here. And today I want to talk about something that might surprise you how simple it is. It's one of my favorite sources of bonus income. And it's actually one of those things that's a win-win-win. It actually helps more people grow their business while you make extra income. It's promoting affiliate offers. Now, if you've always been a little queasy about doing affiliate stuff, or you're like, oh my gosh, that joint venture marketing is so complicated, I don't want to do that, I invite you to just stay tuned in today, because especially when I was just getting started, this was one of the easiest ways I easily added an extra $1,000 to $5,000 a month in revenue. It's so easy, it's going to blow your mind. And I'm going to walk you through a little bit of how to do it. And then in a later episode, I'll flip this and teach you how to get people promoting your stuff with affiliate programs. So get a pad and some paper handy. You're going to want to take some notes today. But first, I want to talk about another way to get a fast boost of income into your business. If you have not yet got my free resource, Your Revenue Rush, the top 10 ways to create an instant flow of income into your business. You're going to want to grab it right now at yourrevenuerush.com. Here's why. Inside are my top 10 time-tested, proven strategies to grow income in your business. Some of them work in 24 hours or less. Some of them take a little bit more time to map them out. But each and every one of them has either worked for me or a client to bring an extra $50,000 in revenue in under 30 days. So grab that right now at yourrevenuerush.com. It's literally like a checklist of ways that you can create some cash on demand when you need it most. Now, let's get into today's episode. So we're talking about bonus income. How do you get creative and generate cash flow without having to produce your own offers and put more stuff out? Now, there are people who actually have made their entire living just building a list and promoting other people's offerings. There's other people like my friend Sonia Cotti, who, she made her first million on her offerings, which was literally a $200 offering at the time, and then made her second million just promoting other people's offers. It's a really viable way of growing revenue without having to continue to build new offerings. Now, there's a couple of rules of the road here that I think are important before I kind of dig up the whole process here. And that is, you need to do this with a lot of integrity. And you don't want to just promote stuff because it's a big payday. You really want to love what you're promoting. You need to be able to stand behind it. You need to be able to, with confidence, make an introduction and know that you're introducing someone, that it's a win-win-win. Basically, the person needs what your colleague or your friend is providing, and you get some revenue, like a commission, let's call it, in the process. And you don't want to get into a place where you're just promoting stuff that's not great, because there is a lot of not great stuff out there, just because it's going to give you a payday. So that being said, and I know you're all really super high integrity people out there, so you would never do that anyway. You want to really think of this like, I don't necessarily have to create everything that needs to be done to make people's lives better. But what if I could make introductions between my community and someone who I love what they do and get paid to do it? That's the idea here. Now, I was inspired to create today's episode because I had someone who was applying for one of my programs and was really excited to do it and just felt like there was just not enough cash flow to make the leap. And my heart went out to this person and I said, hey, never let a lack of income make your decisions. Get creative. And I gave her three strategies that she could bridge the gap super quick. And this was one of them. I told her and reminded her that there are some great people in her community that she could easily offer to her list and get paid a commission every time somebody buys something. Think of it like bonus income in your business. Now, I like to do this very strategically. And so if you follow my work and you're in my community and Amplify Your Success and you follow along my email list, you'll notice that if I'm promoting somebody's stuff, first of all, I have to really love it. I have to really think of them as a partner in my life. And I really want to help them expand and I have to believe in what they do. And then I'll integrate these offers in all different ways throughout my different platforms. Because let's face it, people are always asking me, Melanie, who do you know that does this? Melanie, how do I get access to that? So I don't mind making introductions if there's not a revenue payout. You know, I'm not like going to not do it. But it makes it so much more fun to get a commission for that referral if I'm going to make it anyway. So there's a couple of standard process or kind of packages out there you might look for these opportunities under. One is called a joint venture. This is typically the language used when someone's going to do a big promotion, they're launching a new product or program, and they're putting a whole campaign together to inspire people like us to promote their stuff for them. So that's one thing. Now, these typically come once in a, you know, every few months. They don't typically have evergreen offers. And so you're going to want to look for people who have big offerings. They're paying big paydays. Usually it's $500 to $2,000 for each commission. And they've got a structured launch, meaning you have to kind of do it within their timeline. So if that appeals to you, those can be big paydays, really fast money coming in the door. The second type of situation that might come your way is more of like an evergreen type thing. Think of these more like an affiliate commission for products and services that are always being offered. Another way to think of it is like a referral commission for a strategic promotion. And so think of this like products that you love. Most every product that you would use, especially if it's a product that you pay for every month, has an affiliate program. Every single product I use in some way, shape, or form has an incentive to refer new business to them. It might be that you're gathering points and you're going to get points every time somebody buys it. It might be that you get a revenue percentage. Like I literally get a check every month from one of my vendors that I use that I've been getting since 2009. So that's nice, right? And it's not that I only promote it because of the money. I promote it because I love it and I use it all the time. And I think it helps other people's lives too. So again, there's that win-win-win. So that's a couple of the different models that you might consider. A third one is, it's basically a you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours kind of thing. And you may have somebody who doesn't have a structured affiliate program or a structured offering, but when you refer business to them, they keep track of it and they'll send you a commission or maybe they send you a nice gift. That's what I do with a lot of my people who they would rather not necessarily get money. They're going to refer me anyway, but they'd rather get my time, right? So I reward them with VIP days or extra bonuses of time with me. Or I might send them a nice package just simply for making a imitate, you know, like a connection. And they love it, right? It keeps them inspired, not just because they love what I do for them, but because they know that I'm going to take the time to thank them. All right, now, how can you start turning other people's products into your payday? First of all, the most basic one is make a personal introduction. Now, if you've got an affiliate link, and an affiliate link usually has a whole bunch of weird code for them to be able to track the referrals, it's a little wonky to send out a very long, weird, lots of extra little symbols and things like that. And, you know, usually it says promotion in it or partner. And so it's a little wonky. So what I like to do is create what's called a pretty link. So we'll maybe put it under our URL or we'll buy a domain for it if it's something we're going to promote all the time. At the bare minimum, you can do a bit link or a tiny URL for it, which are very easy to use tools. And so you would just put their link in that tool and have it generate a tracking link for you. So that's super easy to do. Try to do that instead of use their super long, really weird looking links that are kind of confronting when the other person sees, hey, this is a partner thing and that. Now, you don't want to necessarily disguise that you're promoting other people's stuff. You know, as a matter of fact, with the government regulations, you kind of have to disclose that you're making an introduction that's affiliate based. But you definitely want to make it a nice looking link. And so what you might do is make a personal introduction and say, hey, I know you were looking for so-and-so, or you were looking for someone that does this or that. I'd love to make this introduction to someone who I think could fit this. We are strategic partners. You can disclose. I do get a commission for it. And then you can use that tracking link to make it or not. And maybe you have just a casual agreement where the other person just keeps track and, you know, it's more casual. So that's tip number one, make personal introductions. There's something really compelling when a personal introduction is made so that it feels like it's not just some big random email blast. It's like you've taken the time to make a connection. And so the person on the other end of that will probably feel more special and more likely to tap into that opportunity. A second way to do it, especially if you've built up an email list, is email something about the offer. Now, again, if it's a joint venture promotion, there's a big campaign, they've probably pre-designed a whole bunch of email copy. So they've made this very easy for you. But if not, just craft something really personal about why this product or service has made a difference in your life and share something about that audience or that expert that your audience will be able to get a taste of. Now, this is where the affiliate tracking really comes in handy. One of the best ways to do that is share something free where your audience will get a taste of them that'll move them through a buying process, right? So some popular things are downloadable books or checklists or maybe some kind of free online training and say, you know, I want to share this with you because it really had value for me and I think it'll help you too. And then the other person's going to move them through their buying process and hopefully eventually convert them. They'll track those sales that come from you. That's a very typical way to do it. And you can easily integrate that into your email calendar throughout the year. I highly recommend you do this anyway, because if you're not offering something all the time, this helps what we call train your community to buy from an email. See, if you're not doing that, then when you do use your email to offer them something, it's so foreign to them. They're like, what? Where's this coming from? So I love this strategy. Think of it like maybe every month you spotlight something that you have had value. If you don't like that, at least do it 3 to 4 times a year, every other month, just some kind of a routine. Now, speaking of email, if you have a weekly newsletter, you can certainly highlight it in your newsletter. So Women Speakers Association does this really well. My friend Laura Gisborne does this really well. She has her Friday freebies. And so what she does is on Fridays, she spotlights one of her partners and gives it away. So think about like, how could you integrate something of that caliber and make it a normal part of how you communicate with your audience? In my newsletter, you probably have noticed we have a recommended resource. Most of the time it's my stuff, but once in a while I'll spotlight a partner there as well. Now, one of the things I started doing, because literally I get bombarded a lot from people saying, hey, Melanie, can you promote my stuff to your list? And I don't promote anything I haven't personally used. But if I'm not really like feeling like it's a good fit for me to promote as a more like a one-on-one email to my list, what I might do is interview someone on my podcast. And yes, I will ask them for an affiliate tracking link, but it's a great way for me to add value while I'm supporting them. I'm supporting their launch, or I'm supporting their program, and my podcast gets buys. Like, I know you guys are using this podcast for training and information, and when I feel like something's great and you guys take that next step, trust me, I'm so excited that you're taking advantage of these great resources I share with you. So this is another way. Podcast, webinars, host a webinar in your community. And now with live streaming technology on Instagram, Facebook, I think LinkedIn now has it, YouTube has it. Every single platform that does video pretty much has a way that you can live stream. You can have really cool experiences where you bring on a guest to interview them live on your channel. Now, if you've got a lot of activity on your social media channels, this is a great way, especially if you don't have your own podcast, to highlight someone. Again, you want to make a pretty link and share it with your community. And then you can repurpose that video all over the place and turn it into part of your social media rotation, which is my next step, is embed partner offers into your social media rotation. So if you're really active on a few different platforms and you know your people are looking for stuff, you can say, hey, here's recommended resources. These are the kinds of things I'm using. You can create a blog post, which is something I've done from time to time because I get asked a lot of questions. What do I use for this? What do I use for that? So I'll create it in a blog post and then I'll embed my affiliate links. You can create a recommended resources page on your website or as a blog post and embed all the different tools you use. If you use Pinterest is an awesome place to create recommended resources that you hyperlink your affiliate links into, because you can do some really cool stuff with Pinterest to create rotating posts and keep it front of mind. I do this on Twitter too. So there's a little bit of a download in terms of using social media and recommended resources. So these are some of the things I would highly recommend you start doing. Now, why? First of all, I like to consider this the sand between and intermixing between your big rocks. Your big rocks are your big offers. Sand is the little revenue streams that come in that help keep you afloat if your big rocks drop. I wrote a blog post about this not too long ago, and I will hyperlink it into the show notes so that you can check this out. But I like to think of as affiliate revenue, as partner revenue, as the little streams of income that keep coming in no matter what's going on. And so I want you to set a goal for yourself. I want you to pick a way that you can start promoting other people's stuff. Now, if there's stuff that we offer here that you would like to partner with us on, I'm all ears. Tell me about it. Bring me on your podcast. Let's do a live stream. We can hook you up with all kinds of resources that you need. Just let us know. I'll hyperlink that in the show notes as well, where you can go to find out about our different partnering opportunities. I'd be super honored to have you share our stuff into your community. And hey, we get to help a whole bunch of people in the process, right? But look for people in your industry that solve problems that you don't, that if you shared their materials and got paid for each paid transaction that somebody makes with them, it will actually help you too. Set a goal. What kind of revenue do you want to make from it? How often do you want to be promoting people? Make it an active part of your ongoing marketing strategy. I'm really looking forward to hearing what you do with this. We're going to create a little dialogue about it in the Amplify Your Success community, and you can share some ideas maybe they didn't cover here, and maybe even what you've got for partner offers that maybe other people in the community would like to participate in. So make sure you have joined us in AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com. It's free right now, and it'll be a great way for you to engage with others who are going to take this on as their challenge right now. All right, we'll be back next week with another power-packed episode. Can't wait to hear how you create a revenue rush with this bonus income strategy. This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at AmplifyYourSuccessPodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.